Welcome to Prague We'll Find a Way, our podcast all about progressive rock. I'm Jay Valade.
I'm Jonathan Block.
And today we're going to talk about the Marillion Weekend 2025 in Montreal, Canada, that me and my family went to. And I'll just jump right into it.
Yeah, how long you got there? Any trouble getting there?
Yeah, basically drove from Connecticut to Montreal. No trouble at the border.
The first day, did you go before? Yeah,
no, Friday morning we went. And it's a three-day weekend. The first day is Marillion doing a Q&A with their manager. And then they had Life Signs and Lucid Street after that. Okay. Second day was Randy McStein opening and then a full set from Marillion. And the third day was a duo called R&D, and they played kind of an ethereal keyboard
ambient guitar kind of thing.
And then a full set from Marillion.
Excellent.
So we arrived on Friday midday or 2 o'clock, something like that. And went out to dinner, and then my wife and I did the Q&A.
Okay.
And it was an interesting thing because a lot of the build-up, everybody wants to know what the merch is. What's the merch? On the Marillion fan base, right?
Yeah.
Because this is like their one time they come to the to North America every 2 years, and people want to get their stuff. So the band brings Montreal-related items and then some music miscellaneous.
It's like their standard stuff they sell, and then the site specific stuff for wherever they are that weekend.
So we got there, and the queue for the merch was, you know, around the whole venue. You know, first it's the line to get in, and then inside was just this giant merch line. So they closed the merch line down when they did the Q&A, and then opened it up afterwards. What they didn't tell everybody who wasn't in line was that they gave everybody in line numbers. So then when people started to reline up, they didn't tell them that there's all these people who have numbers.
So it was like a deli.
It was the
Marillion deli.
Yeah. Well, it was mayhem afterwards because people were getting mad that they started to wait in line and missed the Q&A, not understanding that people who are watching the Q&A had numbers. We just left. We're like, oh, forget it. We'll get the merch tomorrow.
Okay.
So the next day, Q&A was a lot of fun.
Anything come out of the Q&A?
Basically, it was the band up there and then Lucy, their manager, asking them questions that had been sent in on the Marillion website for the weekend.
Did you send a question in?
I did not.
Okay.
But she asked that it not be like technical questions, but more fun, get to know the band kind of questions.
Right. Now, Steve Rothery, what pickups did you use in the Fugazi album?
Nothing like that. More personal stuff like who's
the funniest member of the band?
Right, that kind of thing. And then she did stuff like quotes that she pulled off their group chat.
And people had to try to figure out who said it.
So it was just kind of funny. So that was good. Steve Hogarth was a little tipsy.
Quick question is the Q&A, is everything held in the same place? Is the Q&A the same place where the show is?
The Olympia Theater.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're, you know, they're up there on stage doing it, and, you know, Steve Hogarth is being kind of a little bit of a wise ass, and Lucy's like, what's your shirt say? And he opens up, says, sorry, Lucy, because he's...
Oh, funny. That's funny.
But, okay, so the next night we went...
How long was the Q&A?
Like 45 minutes, an hour, something like that.
So they get off, the other bands come on.
Yes, they used to do three nights straight, and they're just like, we're getting too old to do three nights in a row.
Yeah, right.
So,
which makes sense.
So the next day we got up, we did my whole family came this time.
Yep.
But they didn't go to all the shows. They just went to the Sunday. But my wife and I went to all three.
Okay.
So I woke up in the morning and we were walking around, and I noticed this venue right near our Airbnb that was like a music venue. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Later in the day when we were walking around, there's this line formed, and I looked at who's actually playing there. And it was a Marillion tribute band, two of them, playing at this thing, and I was like, oh, that would be cool. And my whole family looked at me like you're pushing your luck already.
Marillion, okay,
we're doing band. Other things.
Yeah,
we'll see real Marillion, but we're not going to do a tribute band.
So so essentially it's nighttime, there's no Marillion stuff going on during the day, or is
during
there...
the day it's stuff like that, like, okay, there's tribute band playing right down the street right from our Airbnb, and right then people are getting together
but
at these different like, breweries,
you know,
it, and
right, but
stuff
it's not
like
2:30 cooking with Ian Mosley.
No,
okay,
no.
Nothing like that. Okay,
no,
no face painting or anything like
no
that. Okay,
but there are the other weekends they do more stuff like that
that aren't like in Montreal, or
the
just...
Port Zealand weekends.
Oh, okay.
Like they all go to this one place.
Gotcha.
And they have this whole kind of village,
okay,
right?
Yep.
I don't know that any of the other cities they
right
do that.
Right.
So that night,
day two night. Okay.
That night we went. Randy McStein opened, and he is the guitar player. He has solo stuff, but he also was most recently the guitar player in Porcupine Tree. So, and he's going to be on Stephen Wilson's tour, and he right plays on Stephen Wilson's album.
Okay.
So we saw a little bit of Randy's set, but I went to the merch line because of the mayhem from the day before, and basically everything was sold out. That I wanted.
Yeah, sure.
So I got a shirt and I got a mug, but no hat, no scarf, no extra stuff.
All right.
Which was fine.
Yeah.
But you know,
maybe in the future, maybe
better,
some will show up.
Well, good for
the
them
tour
that they sold everything
yeah
they brought, but
right,
you know. So,
have people still been online complaining about the whole merch sitch, or that was just a
there was there a bunch of grumbling the next day?
Okay,
so the people who had numbers were
yeah
like, listen, I was waiting in line for 45 minutes
right
and then they shut it down, so
yeah,
I should get my spot back.
Well, yeah,
I think okay the biggest complaint was no one told anybody in line.
Lack of communication,
yes. That they need to get
very simple.
Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah. That was that. So then Marillion came out and they after
so
Randy.
You're on your own for food and all that kind of stuff.
Oh
right?
Yeah. And we went out
okay
to dinner.
So you had dinner and now you're sure psyched for whatever the Marillion's gonna do that evening.
Yes.
Okay.
So that evening they played all of Marbles except two songs. And
double album, right?
Yeah, double album. And then they did
why
Sugar
did they,
Mice, Sugar Mice.
Why did
King
they not do two songs? Is there a reason?
I think that Angelina has like a background vocalist that's a woman, and so they just left it off. But I don't know why they didn't do Drilling Holes.
Okay.
Which was the other song they didn't right play. But they played everything else.
Okay.
And then they played King and Sugar Mice, and then King from Afraid of Sunlight as the encore.
Okay. Sugar Mice
so,
from
I enjoyed it, and Marbles is one of my favorite
okay
albums.
Good. And did you know that was coming, or this
no
was all surprise?
All surprise.
Okay.
When they played Port Zealand previously, which was the first weekend, it was a three-night thing over the course of, I think, 4 days. I got all those set lists.
Okay.
But I knew they were going to be condensing those three nights
into
two. So I didn't,
okay,
we didn't know what they
were.
Were
they playing did they play all of Marbles at other
yeah
shows?
Okay.
All right. So you got all of Marbles.
Yes.
A couple other tunes.
Yep. So it was, I thought it was great. The grumbling online the next morning was unbelievable.
Why?
I don't like Marbles. I can't believe I spent all this money to come all the way up to Montreal. Blah, 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 blah.
Isn't that considered like one that was their classic return
whatever
to form album, right?
Whatever.
What do they
gonna
want?
You're going to get what you're
right
gonna
well
get.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Plus, why don't you watch the whole weekend and then review it at the end so you get off instead of the very next morning when you know the band is on this webpage.
Right.
Sitting there complaining about it.
Right.
It's kind of, you know. I know it's squeaky wheel and everything.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, if I'm the band, I'm like, you know.
Guess what? We're going to play Marbles again tonight. We saw everybody online loved it so much. We're going to do it again.
Well, there a bunch of people liked it, but then there were people on
well,
the, jumping onto the bandwagon of the small.
Fans are the best and they're the worst.
Yeah. So it was an interesting take.
Okay.
I just thought it was kind of reading that. I was just kind of, you're kind of ruining it. The vibe.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay.
So then the next day.
But you liked the show. You were like,
oh,
this
show
is great.
Was great. Yeah.
Okay.
They are getting older,
right,
but you know, whatever.
Aren't we
all are.
Yes. Okay. So you go to
next
bed,
night,
you wake up, you've done. Okay. So what you, nothing Marillion during the day.
Nothing Marillion during the day. But it was raining all day.
Okay. So,
then okay. Then we went to the
Sugar Mice in the Rain.
Yes, we were. So then we went. Then we went the next night.
Daddy
we did...
took a rain check. All right. Sorry.
Then we all of us went to the show the next.
Okay. Night. So this right. is the big show.
This is the big show.
And so no one knows what to expect.
No one knows what they're going to play, except they aren't going to be playing anything from Marbles. And
it
gonna...
really would have been cool if they came out and just started playing the first, not just start playing the first song like they're doing it again. If you're listening, Marillion, my suggestion for a future weekend.
So the kids came this time. So my son, his wife, and my daughter came with my wife and I, and we all got our spot. And
was it standing? This was standing.
It's all standing.
Wow.
Yes. So my kids are here. Actually.
All right, yeah. Let's get. Let's
so
get,
we're gonna get
another
some
viewpoint.
Feedback.
Some feedback.
Wow,
from
wow.
the kids. Some room here.
Wow, this Hello, is Prophet. So special.
It's kind of surreal. I mean, being here, I've seen it so many times on YouTube, and the fact that you are able to build this replica of my childhood home on itself is wild. So thank you for having me. And
yeah, we're honored to be here. You know, I am a regular listener every single week. It's like clockwork.
It's a Prague family.
I forgot.
Lies.
My
Lies, I tell you.
I'm pretty sure I was the most recent subscriber. Just
there you go.
So this is Matt and this is Aaron.
Hello.
Hi.
This was my wife and I have liked Marillion since I've liked it longer than my wife, but since like 1989, when Steve Hogarth first joined the band was when my wife became a fan, right?
What about you?
I was.
You were a fan before.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Misplaced Childhood was my first album from them. But the kids have never. I mean, we've talked about. My wife and I have gone to see them so many times over the years. But the kids,
constantly playing in the house.
The kids have never seen them, and they're always like, "I don't know, you know, I'll do the Yes thing, but Marillion, I don't know."
There's a threshold.
So I'm like, well, if you're coming and I'm paying for the Airbnb, you're coming, you have to go to one of the nights just so you could see it, because I don't know if they'll ever be back again. And so, you know.
And good for us. We signed up for the night that was
and
the
a fair
imperial
deal.
There you go.
Opening at
yeah. R&D.
So R&D comes out and they're the guy's playing the keyboards. This is a song about the oceans, and it's a two-parter. It's about the oceans and then about the desert. And he starts playing this thing and the guy's playing the guitar in the back. And then Steve Rothery comes out and he plays a little bit on one of their songs. And it's just kind of very mellow and low key. And
like what's that Marillion? Remember they did that album that was very ethereal.
Like a remix, the remix kind of thing.
Yeah, remember, but this was years ago.
Yeah. This is more, I don't know.
Don't they have a song called The Ocean too?
I was just going to say, is there an ocean?
Ocean
song?
Cloud.
Okay.
That's from Marbles, which they played.
Oh, they had her. Oh.
Not Marbles. Okay.
But that's a ethereal tune too, right?
No.
Not a bit in there.
They're bits and pieces.
All right.
But anyway, okay. This is all instrumental, and I'm getting the looks from both sides. And my daughter-in-law was very nice and did not complain.
Well, verbally to you.
Not even with her eyes. Like...
Okay.
Others got the eyes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
then
got the eyes for me.
So then Marillion comes out, and I'm like, you guys are going to love this. This is so good. And I'm still getting the, sure we will, Dad. So they played a full set of songs from across their career, which was great.
So was it, what was the theme? Was there a theme?
There was no theme.
Okay.
It was kind of taking all the leftover songs from the three nights of the previous weekend and kind of combining them into one thing. Matt had some songs that he wanted to hear that they didn't play one of them, but they did play another one. So
yeah.
Which one?
He wanted them to play Go.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's a good tune.
Which they did not play.
Okay.
Which was a shame.
Is that .com or Radiation?
I think
it's one of those two. I like both those albums.
But they played. They opened with
Slaunchman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was awesome.
Right.
And so I'm like, just get ready. I don't know what they're gonna open with. It could be anything, but it, you know, could be Steve Hogarth coming out. He did Invisible Man the night before, which is kind of, he comes out and he's really, it's really kind of mellow start. This was right into it. And what'd you think?
What a diva. I love that man. I just wasn't expecting it. And he blew me away. What a performer. Wow. His outfit changes? Come on. Matt probably enjoyed it more than me. I mean, I also was a victim of the Marillion plague / flu that apparently happened at Marillion weekend. Wow. So I was getting sick, but I did make it through like 75% of it, and it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go back if you had the opportunity?
You know, I was saying to Matt last night or two nights ago that I'm pretty much, I'll watch any live music. Like I'm pretty happy watching live music. I'll bob my head. I'll have a good time. That was like top tier. You know, you love it. You and Mom love it. Matt likes it. so I enjoy it. The opener, not for me, but we have thresholds. We have it.
Right.
Steve Hogarth, the performer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not dyeing his hair anymore, right?
Correct. He's okay. Totally great.
He's leaning
He's
into
embrace,
it.
Embraced his...
Yes.
I mean, they're great.
Yeah.
Matt?
I really liked it. I thought they were... I didn't really know what to expect at all.
No.
Sometimes there's bands that doesn't really translate into live music as much. I feel like with a lot of prog bands, they're musicians first. They're like great musicians. So I had faith, but I just didn't really know. I've listened to a lot of... My dad has a lot of live music things and videos and DVDs, and we watch them relatively constantly, and he always has them on. But I don't know if I've seen that many Marillion ones compared to, like, the Yes ones, and I feel like Porcupine Tree you'll put on.
Yeah.
I love Porcupine Tree.
Any of the videos, like the live...
I'm so sure.
Of Marillion?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I just feel like...
I have tons.
We've done a lot of the videos, and I don't feel like we've spent a lot of time really digging into Marillion.
You just opened the door.
I gotta go.
The uninvited guest here.
Careful what you wish for.
No, but I thought the set list was also great, and it hit a lot of the touch points of the songs that I actually do know relatively well compared to the deeper... cuts of their discography, which is plentiful.
Well, I think I discussed last time my wife and I went to the last weekend. They did like the full new album at the time, which was An Hour Before It's Dark.
Yep.
And then they did one that was kind of a mix of hits and others. And then the third night was like the deep cuts night.
Right. Mm.
And at the time, because I hadn't seen them in so long, I was a little, because my wife didn't know some of the deep cuts as much, it wasn't as engaging, but I appreciate that they did it. This one was more, I mean,
it looks like it's
uninvited guests. They did Easter Holloway Girl from Season's End. Then they did Beautiful. They did Script for Jester's Tear, which was awesome.
Yeah.
They did Kaylee, Lavender, Bittersweet, Heart of Lothian.
That's the first.
Side.
That's pretty good. Interesting.
Misplaced Childhood. Then they did The Space, Afraid of Sunlight. And then they did Wave, Mad, and Great Escape from the Brave album.
Okay.
Right. And that was the end of the set.
Yeah.
And then they came back and they did The New Kings from the Fear album.
Right.
I don't think that resonated with these guys as much because
I was still there at that point.
You were in the back.
Did I see the set list? I was leaving.
It was it was the first encore. It was the one all about the New Kings and Fuck Everyone and Run.
I think that's when I was like getting our jackets.
All right. They're not coming back.
No, but I was listening because when was the Crow situation?
Oh, that was the next one.
Okay, yeah. So I was still there.
You're in the building.
I was just in the back.
Yeah.
I had to keep myself
in the But The New Kings is like a 20-minute long song, which for a non-diehard is a tough swallow.
Yeah, I think that was like my cue to go get the...
Yeah, because you weren't feeling well.
Yeah.
So then encore number two was The Crow and the Nightingale from the Hour Before It's Dark album, Man of Thousand Faces from The Strange Engine, and Care from the hour before it started.
Okay.
Which was very, which was good. And then they came back again and they did the levers from the Fear album.
Okay. Wow.
The levers, levers is a really long song, but they just did the truncated part. We're all one tonight. And then they did, you know, the confetti and the whole thing. And one of the things I was a little disappointed about was there was no visuals. The light show was really nice, but normally they have some sort of video screen and things are playing.
Yeah.
But they didn't have that this year, which enhances the performance. But I think that it was probably good for you guys because you were paying attention to the band more than you would be paying attention to the
video screen. I loved the lights changing from the...
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
How long was the show total?
The show was, I think it says 9:15 to 11:20.
Okay, so
first two and a half.
Depends on who you ask. Time is subjective.
It sounds like I didn't enjoy it. I did. I thought that they were great. And I really, I mean, I have a, for those that are listening, I have a musical theater background and I really appreciated Steve Hogarth's performance. Like he is a performer.
Yeah.
He's so theatrical.
Yeah, he's way in. Yeah, and it's great. And the band, it's kind of funny because he is so out there. The band is pretty
not like they're just quiet. Chilling.
Right.
They are chilling. No. Occasionally there's a smile or a smirk or a whatever back and forth from each other.
They had like little moments. Oh,
yeah.
And
but
they're elevated, so it's
But there's not a lot of interaction or chatting between the band on stage with the audience.
So were you happy with the show, with the set list?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Perfect for us.
The only thing that is missing, because they did, and on the other shows, they did play Go, and I would have loved that, because that's one of my favorites of theirs. But
maybe next time.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yes.
Maybe.
Marillion's also one of those bands that we've heard forever that I'm not like... There's some bands that we grew up with, like Yes, and some others where it's like, I know the songs,
right?
Like, I can, a song comes on, I can identify what song it is, but Marillion's never been that for me, where I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. I mean, maybe that's a bad example, but it was cool because, like, I knew the songs, but I wouldn't be like, oh, it's this song that's on, but I knew
from this
enough.
Yeah.
Which always helps when you're seeing a band that you've never seen before to have... some sort of familiarity
touch
with
people to sing along,
even if you don't.
Oh, it's the same of us.
Matt has a band.
I do have a band. Bagel.
Yes,
which is like bagel, but it's not really.
You should spell that for.
Oh, it's spelled B A.
We'll have a link in the description.
B A J Z E L L E.
Obviously,
and we always say you can't spell Bagel without Jay Z.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
But you're Jay-Z cover. You're Jay-Z pop, prog rock cover band.
There you go.
That's not true.
That is not true.
That's not true.
Psych rock? What?
It's like psych rock. Yeah, it's like King Gizzard is our closest touch point, I'd say. Got it.
Nice.
So did you appreciate the musicianship of the band?
Totally, yeah. I mean, they played a lot harder than I thought they were going to. I always kind of had this misconception, I guess, of Marillion being one of the more slow, like, more calm kind of prog rock bands. They're not as, like, massive, you know, in my mind, in my memory. The songs that I know of theirs, like, Beautiful, are a little more, like, relaxed. Yeah. And I think even, like, their older ones,
like
the Fishy songs are a little more, like, that classical prog rock.
Yeah.
What you think of, like, that sound, that prog sound.
Yeah.
And the more neo... prog stuff is a little less, but they played hard and they're really great. I love Pete and I'm a bassist, so he rocked it, he held it down.
Nice.
And they're getting old. Yeah, they're getting old, but I mean they're still
great.
They're still around.
Yeah. So after the Aaron wasn't feeling well, so she and my wife left. And then they
blame the Marillion fan. Just kidding,
then,
everyone.
No, then the
was it like
we left. We left, but then I think the band came out and mingled
with
people at
the end.
For like so we're blaming
you. Were you there? You didn't say, did you mingle?
No, because...
Oh, you Aaron
was...
Aaron left, and then Matt, Megan...
No, you guys wanted crepes.
Matt, Meg, and I left.
I know.
But I didn't want to just hang back, because they were going to
get
food, and I wasn't going to just do that alone. Thumbs up. The band played great. They sounded awesome.
Yeah,
the energy was extra high. I'm aside from the naysayers on the on the Marillion Weekend Facebook page. Facebook page is
wild. People go crazy on there.
They do. And then we packed up the next morning and left and got over the border fine. Everything was easy.
So the show's over. Good night. Weekend's over. See you next time. Is that it? That's it. That's the end of the weekend.
So we stopped in Saratoga and went to Treehouse Brewery, which just opened there on our way back.
Oh, wow. Also, the border control guy was like, oh, yeah, I've heard about Marillion Weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so funny.
He's like, so how are you all relating? We're like, we're family. He's like, okay, what were you doing in Montreal? And we're like, we went to a concert. And he goes,
Marillion guy.
He goes, you have to be like, you know.
He's like 68% of the people coming through are all coming from the Marillion concert.
Or everybody left at the same time.
2,500?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Here's mom like worried because I was coming from France and she was like, don't ask questions about this. He's just like, so how's the concert?
Wow.
So then on the webpage, people are all commenting on that. He's like, yeah, our border guy was like, what did you come to see? And they're like, of course, it's always prog rock.
That's wow. Okay.
And then
it's entertaining.
And then a lot of people did get sick.
Yeah. What really?
They're all okay. Commenting. Oh, they're like, I'm finally better. Yours only lasted a day.
Well, I went to urgent care and I got Tamiflu.
Okay. Yeah.
So that helped.
Makes a difference, right?
It's like 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
but worth it for Marillion. Yes. Would do it again.
No, it was great.
Will be Marillion Weekend 2027?
Well, they asked about that, and she said, Lucy said, people have been asking about the weekends and stuff, and she had said that this was probably the last Montreal weekend.
Oh.
But she said, that doesn't mean we're not coming back to Montreal.
Okay.
But if we do a weekend again, it might be in Toronto so that we could get a seated venue because
people are getting old.
We've heard from a lot of people that they're standing around for 4 hours every night is
for you. Is Toronto worse or
worse?
Okay,
yeah, worse. Okay,
so you have to fly for that. You think
potentially it's an eight and a half hour drive
versus the six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
have you been to Toronto?
I have not.
It's very nice.
I've been there. I mean, I was snowed in there like for 2 days. I haven't really spent that much time there, but.
So
a new city to check off the list.
That's true.
Well, they actually have. We have to wait and see if they're actually going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why are they going to Canada, not the U.S.? Like, why do that instead of like Chicago?
I'm sure it is a visa. Okay. And
yep.
It's money. I'm sure it's money.
Yep.
If they're only coming for a weekend.
Right.
And they have to wreck all their stuff. Right. Over and all this, you know.
So I guess we'll officially start our Marillion
countdown.
Our Marillion 2027 weekends watch. I don't think
start the ticker.
Well, I mean, we had a close to the edge box set watch, and it
just
came.
Showed
so
up.
So you never know. Info may be forthcoming before you know it.
We'll see it. They're in Paris now for their. So they're doing all.
Is this the last one? Or?
No. This is the third. Oh, wow. And there's like 10.
That's crazy.
And you're not going to any others.
No.
Okay. No. I don't know. Just trying to gauge how big a fan you are.
Wow.
And there were no Marillion record store day exclusives either.
No. I don't know if Marillion has ever really done a record store day.
Maybe if they release something new.
Well, they're not on like a
major label.
Major
That's
label.
True. Yeah. So
does Yes have one every time?
They will.
Currently,
have.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
How fun for you. Yes.
Well, I've only done I've only done a couple of them.
Well, they didn't have anything before.
No, they did. They had like a 90125. They had a Tormato picture disc. They had a first album, blue vinyl. They've had many.
Okay.
Over the course of time, I just have never.
Right. Somehow. Yale Bowl was the
start.
That was it. That was the motivator.
Yeah.
Was that 2 years? Okay, sorry. we'll take this one offline.
All right, so Marillion Weekend, I guess, a success. Sounds like everybody had a good time.
So much fun.
Yeah. Great time. Great city.
Weather notwithstanding. Yeah, Montreal is a lot of fun.
If you ever need a good itinerary from Montreal, we have one in the family.
Yeah.
Matt Vallade is a good
trip planner and We had many options all day long.
Now they typically release something from one of the weekends, right?
Oh yeah, so I have the Blu-rays of the last.
Right.
It was Port Zealand that they did.
So do they do? Will it be like, you know, the marbles and another show? Or you don't know what they'll do?
I don't know what they've taped and what they haven't taped, but right. I didn't see anybody.
You didn't see taping in Montreal.
I didn't see people filming or doing anything there.
Okay. So, all right, that's great.
We'll see.
So. We'll talk about it when it gets announced.
Absolutely.
Sure, something will. So,
Prague will find a way.
If you want it to.